This is Out Loud and Proud, a mini show and podcast made possible in part by a grant from the Alliance Foundation. Here's Rick Small.
This is Rick with Out Loud and Proud, and I'm sitting here today talking with Mordecai, Jim, and Angela. Mordecai and Jim are a gay couple planning their wedding, and Jim and Angela are a divorced couple married to each other originally. So this is a very unique family situation. Now, Mordecai, tell me about your introduction, your involvement, and your acceptance into this family.
Well, I met Jim, and I moved in with him, and he told me like his daughter was moving in with us and stuff like that, and I was like, wow, this is great. I've never experienced this kind of family dynamic before. And you know, when he told me his ex-wife is one of his best friends, I was intrigued. That speaks volumes about both people and their integrity and like what they have with each other. Now that I'm being involved with this family and marrying into a family, not just marrying a man, I feel really blessed because like, we're all kind of religious, and I see how it's really worked very well in our lives. And I feel really lucky. I think that this dynamic that we have in this family is really beautiful, really unique. It's the way it ought to be, really. I feel very blessed to have stepchildren and an ex-wife that is a best friend. My husband's ex-wife is my best friend, which is really awesome. And I couldn't imagine it being any other way.
And so Angela, Jim and Mordecai are planning on being married in a couple of months. And you're the wedding planner.
Yes, I am. As odd as that may seem. We started putting things together for the wedding, and I enjoy helping out with things like that, and I would do for any friend, and these are my best friends, so of course I'm going to help them with their wedding. So we've had a really good time planning this wedding, and it's going to be beautiful. These are two beautiful men that I love very much.
You're having a separation ceremony prior to the wedding. Jim, explain what that is.
We had a wedding ceremony, and I was really, really insistent on a couple of things. I wanted to make an anti-misogynistic statement, so it was kind of funny is how it started out. I said, well, Angela, would you give me away? Which is kind of a play on the whole wedding ceremony. And then it kind of developed from there into, well, why don't we just do a separation ceremony? Because we were married, and that was 18 years of my life that are very significant and had a lot to do with forming me. And it just made sense. When whoever brought it up, it was like, why not observe this as part of the ceremony? She's actually given me a way to be the person that I could be, that I never would have been with her. And that is grace and mercy. And I'm grateful that I married such a wonderful woman and marrying a wonderful man, because I'm just blessed.
Talking about dynamics, Mordecai is of the Jewish faith, and you're of the Mennonite faith. How does your faith blend into this whole family relationship?
Remarkably well.
Yeah.
She goes to synagogue with me sometimes. I go to church with him sometimes. And his minister is the one that's officiating at the wedding, which is awesome, you know. And I've learned a lot about the Mennonite faith, and it's quite an interesting group of people. Definitely very accepting.
People tend to think of it as evangelical Christian, but it's not. It's totally separate. I'm a very liberal Mennonite, as the church here in Tucson is. They don't blink an eye. I think it helped propel me to do this and see this through. I don't think I would have if I didn't have that pillar to hold on to.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here today and for participating in the interview and for being a part of Out Loud and Proud and showing your love for each other. And hopefully others will hear this story and it will help their lives as well. Thank you all.
For more on Out Loud and Proud and full podcasts, visit kxci.org.